This is Fresh Air. Let's face it, in addition to all the good cheer and goodwill the holiday season brings, there's also a lot of schlock music. Rock and roll historian Ed Ward has selected some of his favorite awful Christmas music.
You know, I finally figured out what makes the record industry flood us with Christmas songs each year. The answer is Gene Autry. Right, the cowboy? There he was, fading as a singing cowboy movie star, when he wrote Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, thereby assuring his fortune for the rest of his life. So every year, there must be hundreds of hopefuls who remember that and give it a shot on their own. I wish they'd give up. Really, the vast majority of pop Christmas music is enough to make me think about turning into a Hindu. Well, maybe not. There's lots of terrible Indian pop music, too. But you know what I mean. You don't? Okay, you asked for it.
Mamacita. Mamacita, oh, where is Santa Claus? I look for him because it's Christmas Eve. I know that I should be the sleeping, but maybe he's not far away. So out of the window I'm peeping, hoping to see him in his sleigh.
There it was, 1958, and I was an innocent 10-year-old who just discovered rock and roll. I had the radio on constantly, and just as constantly, I was forced to endure little Augie Rios singing Donde Está Santa Claus. The history of U.S. Central American relations is one of us interfering with them. I've always considered Augie Rios to be an act of naked aggression going the other way. But he was only the worst of a bad lot.
Bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell,
there was Bobby Helms with Jingle Bell Rock, the same man who gave us My Special Angel. But My Special Angel only charted once. I had to endure Jingle Bell Rock in 1957, 58, 60, 61, and 62. Strangely enough, there doesn't seem to have been a big Christmas hit in 59, although you can count on the radios having played the Chipmunk song and the ever-dreadful Harry Simeon Chorale's Little Drummer Boy. Maybe the idea was to get you to go to church where the music would have to be better. Of course, back then, I was ignorant of the fact that there was some actual cool Christmas music. Even though it was, at that time, the best-selling rhythm and blues single ever, Charles Brown's Merry Christmas Baby never came on New York's top 40 stations. Nor did some of the more irreverent stuff, like the Youngsters' only known record.
Christmas in jail, Christmas in jail, had a little too much to drink. Ain't got no bail, ain't got no bail, and I'm spending New Year's Eve in the clink. Was in the wrong lane, feeling no pain, suit my car to 75, ran right into, you can guess who, and they say I'm lucky to be alive.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year,
they're singing down the street, while everybody's having Christmas turkey, they give me bread and water to eat.
Over the years, some of my friends have done some fairly intensive Christmas research and have come up with some amazing records. Brian Cullman, for instance, has put out an hour-long tape every year for almost a decade with stuff that ranges from the most saccharine sentimentality to Zulu choirs from South Africa. And this year, the legendary record collector Eddie Gorodetsky released a CD on Columbia called Christmas with Eddie G, with a really eclectic collection on it, including Little Augie Rios, in case you thought I actually went out looking for that. So yes, there is good Christmas popular music out there, as those things go. But probably the best thing about Christmas music is that after Christmas Day, you don't have to listen to it again for, oh, at least 10.5 months. And having said that, I'd like to leave you with a bit of my favorite Christmas record, from the Temptations' otherwise undistinguished album, Give Love at Christmas. I'm sure you'll recognize it.
As I sit around by the fireplace, watching the gleaming tree, if I had one wish in this world,
Ed Ward is co-author of Rock of Ages, The Rolling Stone History of Rock and Roll, and he writes for the Austin Chronicle. This is Fresh Air.